Well, we attended a luncheon with about 500 other people in the afternoon, and you know, we were just kind of in the same room. But in the evening, we were at a private reception where we did spend time with him. I personally got to visit with him and shake his hand and actually slipped into a sort of a curtsy when he left our table. I have to admit, it was not planned. It just happened. He's a very royal countenance. He's everything you imagine a king to be. He's very dignified. He's very personable. He has a sense of humor. He's got a twinkle in his eye. He's got a firm handshake.
He's serene.
He's very serene, yeah. And he knows great English because he spent 5 years in Washington, D.C. during World War II at the guest of the U.S. government. They lived in the Blair House in Washington, D.C., which is the vice president's residence.
Oh, okay.
He and his mom and sister.
And there was a whole set of protocol that you had to learn to even be around him.
They gave us the protocol on how to act in front of His Majesty. And first when you meet him, if he sticks out his hand, then you can shake it. But otherwise, you can't touch him. You can't give him any gifts.
Personally.
Because it could be ticking, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
Yeah.
Or it could be of embarrassing nature. So you, the protocol handlers, take that, and the security guy.
Yeah. And so Sally got to meet him, you know, one-on-one. And she was trying to, most of what she said was come to Petersburg, and this is what we can offer you. You know, he's interested in sport fishing.
And climate.
But he's got an entourage, I don't know, 18, 19 people, a couple of generals and half a dozen security people.
Photographers.
Photographers all over the place from Norway. And when he entered the room, he was the last one to enter the room, everybody stands up and applauds until he sits himself. And then you stop applauding and you sit down and you don't get up. If you need to go to the bathroom, you can leave the hall, but you won't be allowed back in. So it was interesting, and he holds himself just wonderful. You know, he's got a lot of military training.
He looks regal.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, it's
kingly.
Obvious. Yeah. It's obvious he's used to this.
Had he heard of Petersburg?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He called it Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was with him, the president of the Anchorage Lodge, Ted Birkedal, he walked with him to the various three tables that he visited. And I was at the second table. And he told the king that I was from Petersburg and that we celebrated a wonderful Soot na Mai down here. And the king's looking at me, and I smiled and held up my hand with all five fingers and said, "We celebrate for 5 days." And he went, 5 days? Oh, my goodness, you know. And then some of the other guys at the table that are from Anchorage and Fairbanks, they went, "They know how to party in Petersburg," and that got a big grin out of him, too.
I think he's more interested in fishing than partying, you know. He's
sure.
He's really into global warming.
The effects of.
Yeah, warning about it and the effects that would take place in Norway and Alaska and other Arctic nations.
He's sort of I don't know if he's a scientist, but he's very, very interested in the science of glaciology and global warming and all that kind of stuff and fishing. And, you know, he's just a real interesting dude. He's a good guy.
And Sally, you were able to hand him an invitation of sorts?
Well, you can't hand him personally anything. I found who the protocol officer was and took her.
Devious woman.
I know. I was working the floor, as Al said, like a rock star. But
yeah, right.
I had made up little gift bags for the ambassador, Corey Aas, which included an invitation to him to come to our community and also had a Sons of Norway ornament and cookbook. And also the royal consul in San Francisco, Hilde Jana Skrunda. And I gave one for her, too. And then for His Royal Highness, Lise Kolving donated a wonderful sweatshirt with the map of Alaska with the flag and Petersburg, Alaska on it. My mom donated the chamber silk screen of the Viking ship. And then our lodge donated an ornament and a cookbook. Basically, the invitations to all three said, "The community of Petersburg, Alaska, known as Alaska's Little Norway, cordially invites you to visit our island home. We are proud to be of Norwegian descent and live our heritage every day of the year. It would be the greatest honor if you could visit and share in the beauty of our area, which is so reminiscent of the fjords and mountains of Norge." And then I signed it Al and Sally because, you know, it really wasn't from the town. But
he knows me as Al.
And I kind of had...
So you guys are best buds now.
I kind of had fun with the invitations because I put them on antique-looking paper and brown ink in kind of a handwriting calligraphy look, and I rolled them and put them in brown tulle with brown ribbons and tied the ends so it looked like a budstikka. Okay, all you kids out there, go look that up on the internet. You'll find out what a budstikka is.